Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hola. Thank you to all our patrons for helping our business. Sherlock and John didn't actually work for a client in this case, so yeah. They're happy with themselves, at least. So, thank you to you for parting with your hard-earned money. We really appreciate it so much. Go to patreon.com/Sherlock & Co. for so much stuff. Oh, y muchas gracias a todos nuestros amigos argentinos. Sabemos que ahora mismo 6 libras esterlinas son bastante dinero, así que os lo agradecemos de todo corazón. Okay, bye guys. Enjoy the adventure.
Welcome, you lot. This is the adventure of the Creeping Man. This is a three-parter, a triple threat. Brace for the F word. Also contains nudity. But this is audio, isn't it? So, well, if you're offended by that, then there really is no hope for you, I'm afraid. au revoir, mes podcast une pals. Why, John? Why ruin it at the end by being weird? Balls.
Balls.
Balls. With a triple letter score and a double word score is 26. Not bad, eh? For a five letter word.
Seems a bit much for the word balls.
Yeah, well, I know how to scrabble, buddy boy. I dabble in scrabble. More than dabble, mate. In Afghanistan, that's basically all I did, so, yeah.
Lazy.
What? It's not lazy, it's downtime.
Lazy. With double letter score.
Oh, no. Double letter score on Z.
28. Not bad for a four letter word.
Sake. Seen the email yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't think it's worthy of an investigation?
The investigation was correct, as far as I can see. The victim's mother not accepting, that is lamentable, yes. But doesn't stop it from being true.
Ooh, lament 13.
Excuse me?
What?
That's cheating.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, I put letters on the board and I add up the points. That's not cheating.
You stole the word from me.
Oh, you invented the word lament, did you?
Bastard.
Hey, oi, this is a friendly game of Scrabble.
Bastard. Triple word score, 30 points.
Bastard. My name is Dr. John Watson, once of the British Army Northumberland Fusilier Regiment, now a true crime podcaster based in central London. I don't have much experience in criminology, so this is mostly a record of how I met possibly the most brilliant and bizarre person I have ever and will ever know. Join me as I document the adventures of Sherlock Holmes. London Underground fans, currently on the tube, and the clock has just struck shout out o'clock. So, let's go to William Sherlock Evans. That's right, there's another Sherlock out there. To Andre in Mexico, all the way to Newfoundland in Canada for a shout out to Maya and Bingy the cat. Maya is the human, Bingy is the cat, I believe. Happy birthday to Hugo for last week. Shout out to Gaurav Nagaseka in India. A big hello to Marion, Paul and their dog Arthur in Ramsgate. To Linda and Sarah at Bochum University in Germany. Shout out to Adam in Japan. Hey Adam in Japan. To Maisie Tolly. To Emily Healy. Shout out to Darcy Mouse. Hello to Han, Lena and Arthur in Poland. Hello to Sunny and Boo, and of course, Nono. Hi, Noelia from Spain, and their girlfriend Michelle from Guatemala. And hi, Julia. Hope the exams and everything aren't too tough right now. Shout out to Juju in Switzerland. To Emily Brumhead, somebody called Old Man has asked me to try and say Naka Kappa Pabagabag. Was that a spell? Oh shit, this is my stop. Ow! Oh, stupid door. Ah, Jesus. Oh, that was a good bit of podcast hosting, wasn't it? Ah, man, those doors are evil. Oh. Anyway, you can't see this, but I am decked out in the red of the mighty Swindon Town. I'm off to London Euston, that's a train station, to get the train to Mansfield, which is not a field full of men, but a town in the north of England. Where's Woman's Field, I hear you ask? Well, there isn't one, to my knowledge. You know, patriarchy wins again. Anyway, I'm off to watch my beloved... Oh, sorry, escalator politics. Excuse me, mate. Yeah, thanks. To our global listeners, if you ever come to London, and please do, have a nice time and everything, enjoy the sights, but please, please, please stand on the right of the escalator. So, Mansfield Town v Swindon Town. Mansfield is in good shape, of course, much like Stockport and Wrexham. Boo! Yeah, just kidding. Well, kind of. And Swindon in sometimes bad shape, sometimes okay. Voice note from Sherlock in the group, that's a first.
Watson, come at once if convenient. If inconvenient, come all the same.
God. I better go.
Murder.
Sherlock, that's a dead rat.
Slain in this very park, in broad daylight. What brutish iniquity will this city visit on its inhabitants next, Watson?
It's a dead rat.
He looks so peaceful, doesn't he?
No, actually he looks like, what's that thing he looks like? I can't remember what, a dead rat! It's a dead rat, for God's sake!
Is everything all right?
Look, Sherlock, look at me.
Yes, it's lovely to see you, Watson.
What am I wearing?
A football shirt. That's too small for you.
Yeah, I got it when I was 29. But that's not the... Where did I tell you I was going this morning?
Out.
Yeah, there was more to it than that, though, wasn't there?
Ooh, this is a real head-scratcher, Watson. I do like a mystery.
The football. I was going to watch the football, yeah? I spent 84 quid on a ticket to Mansfield. I spent 40 quid on a seat in the away end. And now... The train has gone. I won't make the game, and I'm staring at a dead rat in Kensington Gardens.
Actually, it's Princess Diana's memorial garden.
Will Mr. Rat get a memorial garden out of interest? Because he seems to be of similar importance.
Why didn't you go to the football?
You told me to come here. If convenient or inconvenient.
Well, this is terribly inconvenient for you, isn't it?
Ah, okay, right. Yeah, well, next time, maybe, if you could specify that if it is terribly inconvenient for me, then I don't need to actually attend the rat funeral.
This is no funeral, Watson. This is an investigation. Let's take a closer look.
Just as a counterpoint, you know, just playing devil's advocate here, let's not. Let's just... Not.
Our victim. Let's call him Rathew.
God almighty.
A most peculiar appearance. An albino rat. Unique. One of a kind. And now no more. The events were thus.
It's 2024. No one needs to be saying thus.
He scuttles out from the hedgerow on the north side, so most likely he's come from Palace Green Road. Mostly embassies.
Oh, so he's a diplomat, is he?
Then to the rear of the properties of Palace Gardens Terrace. Why the rear? That's nearest, of course. He doesn't want to draw attention to himself. But more importantly, he wants access to refuse disposal. It's Tuesday. Palace Gardens Terrace had their bins collected this morning, so it's most likely that Rathew was making his way through the waste when he was accosted.
Mugged. Poor guy. Wondered why I didn't see a wallet or phone on him.
He darts. Across the road and into the hedgerow here. He scuttles out and makes his way across the paving slabs as the assailant tracks him. Here, look, the impressions on the moss. A cat. Rathew unknowingly heads toward the memorial fountain, finding himself teetering on the precipice here. He pivots away from the water's edge, scurries back towards the shrubbery, and in there he hides. wagering that he can conceal himself and escape the tyranny. He cannot run. He must hide. The cat feigns disinterest and withdraws to the hedgerow, or so Rathew believes. He exits his shrub and is stunned by a paw crashing into his back, forcing him down onto the slabs with all 5 kilograms of his foe pushing down on him. They both know if Rathew can turn around and bite his aggressor, the attack would be called off, but there's no time. 2 feline incisors plunge into his spinal column here and here, puncturing vital vessels, breaking his neck, severing the spine. It's over.
There's another train at 1:20. Good. Yeah, I mean, I'd miss kickoff. Wouldn't be there until, like, 25 minutes in. Bollocks. It's probably not worth it. I mean, that's even if the train runs perfectly, which it won't. Sorry, what were you saying?
Come with me, Watson. Follow.
Yeah, I love the fact they call it a fast train, but I've still got to change at Stoke and Nottingham. You know, I'm the one running through the stations, yeah? I decide if it's bloody fast or not.
This way. The street will be over here, I bet.
I mean, I'm not saying we would have won today, you know. But I didn't see us getting beat. You know, injuries have cleared up. Form isn't god-awful like it was at the start of the season.
And there, Watson. There he is. Look at him, staring down at us from his grand Georgian townhouse. Get down here and atone for your sin, you feline bastard. Licking his paws like they aren't dripping with the blood of the innocent.
Hold on, where are we?
Palace Garden Terrace.
Why?
Because we're confronting the White Rat Killer, up there. Good adventure title, eh, Watson?
Up where, sorry?
There. Top floor window.
The cat.
We shall wait. In the park, and it is us, Watson, who shall pounce.
No, we won't do that. We won't do any of that. We're going to go for lunch.
Perhaps we should picnic in the Memorial Gardens.
Right, okay, 2 things. First, people don't really like it when you stuff your face next to memorials of the deceased. Second, I'm not going to eat my lunch next to a dead rat. Can we stop talking about it?
I'm making a point.
Yeah, you're always making a point. When are you not making a point?
Most of the meals you have consumed in London would be within reasonably close distance to a dead rat.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I get it. I just don't want to look at...
Rathew.
Yeah, Rathew. God rest him. While I eat. What are you thinking? Before you start, I'm asking about the food. What are you thinking?
I rather like the look of the Canham Jeeb.
Canham Jeeb. Oof, bit pricey. Oh, yay, new patron.
Well, there you go. Canham Jeeb it is.
They're not paying for you to eat prawn dumplings.
Hello, can I get you any drinks or anything to start?
Yes, a drink, yes, definitely. He says, not having looked at the drinks menu. Singer, this guy, please.
Large or medium?
Well, my day is ruined, so I'll go large.
And you, sir?
What do you do? Oh, my God. He just bowed. He bowed to the Thai waiter.
Yes. Hello. I would like the Coca-Cola.
Sake.
And the Canham Jeeb.
Thank you. I'll be back with your drinks.
You.
What?
You bowed.
Yes. So did he.
Don't bow.
Why not?
It's very nice that you did that, okay? It's very considerate, but it can come across as a little insincere, you know, to people who maybe don't know you.
How?
It just can. Yeah, that's, you know, I don't know, it's just a crappy thing about cultural, I don't know, imbalances.
How is there a cultural imbalance?
I don't make the rules. I barely understand them, but just know that what I'm saying is accurate. Yeah, I wish the world worked that way, but... I'm not entirely sure it does.
The world is cruel.
Yeah, at times, in some places more than others.
Who do you think his owner is?
Sorry?
The cat.
I have no idea. Ooh, beer time.
Sing and a Coca-Cola. Canham Jeeb is on its way. Have you decided on your mains?
Sorry, a couple more minutes. Is that okay? Sorry.
No problem.
He seemed emaciated.
That looked in good shape to me.
Not him, the cat.
Still on the cat, are we? If he seemed emaciated, why didn't he just eat Rathew?
Multiple reasons. Domestic cats wouldn't attempt it on a cleaner creature, let alone a rat. The cat will be aware of the parasites.
Yep, gotcha. Yep. Let's just shelve the parasites and rat gut chat for now.
Curtains closed. And closed for some time. Bleached by the summer sun. So, closed for months.
Okay. I'll bite.
You'll bite?
Yep, I will have a nibble on this little morsel of bait you are offering.
Please do.
You're telling me one of those houses of Kensington Gardens had a cat in the window. Cat looked rough.
Emaciated.
Right, yeah, so malnourished. And what, the curtains hadn't been opened for months?
Correct.
Was it a residence? It's, you know, it could be an embassy or offices or government.
Residence.
Weird.
A much-used bike was locked outside. It wasn't sheltered during the severe winter weather. The lock was rusted.
So bike suddenly stopped being used. There was a car, Tesla.
Flat tyre, near side front.
I don't know what that means when people say that. Is that passenger side or driver side?
Passenger.
Gotcha. So, car, you'd say neglected as well?
I would indeed say that. Obvious signs of neglect, but as our friend Rathew pointed out, bins still being filled and collected.
Very weird. Very weird. Who do we think lives there?
Socially progressive. Ecologically sensitive.
Electric car? Check. Bike? Check.
An aptitude for innovation. Outgoing. Likes or liked to host.
Expand on that.
Here. Google Street View of the property.
Yeah.
The imagery is assembled from a number of photos collected. If I move here...
Ooh, man in the driveway. Blurred out.
License plate is, but the company logo is not.
Aqua Cadabra. So, aquarium supplies, I think that says?
Yep. We look them up. Fairly small firm, not a particularly large team, not based in London either. So why are they here in their van? Well, if you take the owner of the company here, Phil Grant... What?
Phil and Grant... From EastEnders, the Mitchell... It doesn't matter.
Pop that into any search engine. Phil Grant, CEO, Aqua Cadabra. Here's his LinkedIn. Blah, blah. And here we go.
Oh, that's the house. Could not be more proud of the team following our first freshwater pool installation. The phosphate filter, low-salt hydrolysis pump and check valves... Assembled off-site due to their sheer size and complexity. Fitted today...
You get the idea.
I mean, sort of.
It's a natural pool, Watson. Subterranean, I'd say. Google satellite images show a hefty structural glass unit extension into the back garden. Problem with glass extensions, of course...
Heat?
Well, yes. The other problem is we can see inside. Large dining table, multiple seating pods outside, along the fire pit bar and various lounging areas.
So, we have a paradox. Yeah, somebody lives there, still accumulating rubbish, food waste, recycling, but it also seems abandoned. Bike neglected, expensive car left on the drive, curtains never opened, cat not being fed.
Mm-hmm.
They're sociable and outgoing, big fancy communal area, but equally reclusive and sheltered.
Yes, quite intriguing. We could pull on this thread a little more, Watson. Or you could go off to your football match. Up to you, I suppose.
Well, as we've established, I can't go off to the football match, actually.
An intriguing adventure within our grasp.
Are we ready, gentlemen?
Yes, Watson. Are we ready?
Oh, we're ready. Bring it on. Bang! Ad break. Sorry, just wanted to say that for a dramatic bit before the adverts. It'll be like, bring it on, then bosh, piano, violins, you know, great stuff. Because this is how you produce high-quality audio drama, mate.
Just order.
Yeah. Could I get the king prawn...
Goals.
to talk about as of yet, apart from high-flying lessons.
Oh, gee, I can't do the minty shower wash anymore, mate. Christ, my crutch feels radioactive.
What is this?
Football scores. You can turn it off if you want.
It's captivating.
Yep.
What's happening now?
There's been a goal at Holker Street Stadium in Barrow.
What happens if there's a goal at Holker Street Stadium in Barrow?
We go to a bloke freezing his arse off in Cumbria, and he'll tell us if Barrow have scored or if Colchester have scored.
It's a goal for Barrow!
There you go.
Superb. Are we pleased with that?
A goal for Barrow? Not bothered, really. But if they win, they go above MK Dons.
Is that good?
Oh, yes. Very, very good. Sorry, I'm just going to...
I was watching that.
Yeah, but sorry, I just trying to remind myself in the shower. It was 9 Palace Garden Terrace?
Correct.
Right, and what do we say again? Cat, curtains, car, bike...
You're flashing.
Oh, God, sorry. Let me just adjust the towel. Ah, sake.
Your microphone is flashing.
Ah, right, yeah, that'll be battery. I've got new ones. Do you know what? I'm gonna go get dressed. What's an acceptable length of time to wear jeans for before washing them, do you reckon? Because I can easily go a week, you know?
You're disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm saying underwear and socks here. This is... Ah, Jesus fucking Christ!
What are you doing?
There is someone in my bed.
Did you bring someone home with you last night? Maybe you forgot.
Maybe I forgot. I'm not LL Cool J, Sherlock. I would remember. It would be a pretty bloody seismic event in my life, to be honest. Christ, they're getting out.
Oh, not a volume for a little guy. Are you finished in the shower, John?
Wiggins!
Oh, hey, pal.
What the... What are you doing?
Sherlock said I could have a nap.
Good God.
What is it?
There's been a goal at Huddersfield.
Turn that off. Wiggins, I... You can't just sleep in my bed. I just washed those sheets.
What are you getting at, Watson?
No, I...
Is it because I sleep on the street, John? Is that it?
No, absolutely not. That's not what I was saying at all.
So you don't mind?
No, nope. Not one bit.
It's nice to sleep in a bed after a bush shelter, you know?
Yeah, I bet, yeah. You are welcome, matey mate.
And it's a chance to wash the smell of drunk piss off myself as well.
Course, yeah. No, let me just grab those bed sheets. Actually, going to put a wash on. Anyone need anything in the drum?
These and these, please, John boy.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, Kelvin Kleins. Yeah, you don't see them around much, do you? It must be his brother.
Oh, these.
And the socks. Yeah, lovely. Just going to pop these in there.
You're using far too much detergent.
Believe me, I am not using enough. And great, you're naked. Right, do you want to jump in the shower, please, Wiggins? Wiggy?
Yous wanted to know some shite, didn't you?
We wished to know about 9 Palace Garden Terrace by Kensington Gardens.
We bet you do.
How about we hear about it when you've got some clothes on?
You're going down a rabbit hole now, boys. First things first, the house belongs to Professor Orson Presbury.
Really?
Yep.
The guy, the self-help guru?
Self-help? Yeah, certainly good at helping himself to a load of cash, that's for sure. He's everything, everywhere, all the time. Lectures at Imperial, motivational speeches, theatre shows, TED Talks.
Tell you what, if I had 10% of his YouTube downloads...
You could afford new jeans.
Right, okay, that was a private conversation between me and Sherlock.
So Professor Presbury lives at the house. Then why is it falling into neglect? He's rather elderly, is he not?
Doesn't look it.
The guy's 76. Looks 46 half the time. But that's not the mystery.
What's the mystery?
Well, we spend a bit of time around Hyde Park and Kensington Gardens, especially after dark. Presbury's cat can be seen lurking around there from time to time. He likes it in the Memorial Garden.
Yeah, we witnessed some of his handiwork. Sherlock wants to lock him up for a life sentence. Or nine. 9 life sentence, because the... Yeah, okay, carry on.
We'd feed him once in a while. Raggedy little skin and bone thing he's turned into. One night in November, I'm sat there in the Memorial Garden with a couple of buddies of mine. We're chatting shite, stargazing or whatever. One of the kids with us out of Southwark, I think he was, goes all quiet like. We try to get some stories out of him. Poor lad, sure, he's been in care his whole life. And now he's got himself out and onto the street. He goes green, lads, I tell you. Every other colour slides off his face. I ask him what's up, and he says he's hallucinating or some nonsense. Maybe he's taking something, maybe the cold's getting to him, who knows, right? A couple of the fellas keep on chatting. Anyways, I followed the eyes of this kid to see what he's staring at like. And I see. I look up to the top floor of your house, right? Number 9, Palace Garden Terrace.
What did you see?
The creeping man.
This is so stupid.
This is how I roll, buddy. You don't like a stakeout, then you're bouncing with the wrong partner, capiche?
Stop talking like that.
What are you doing?
Your idiot podcaster has hired a car to do what's it called?
It's called a stakeout. This is what detectives do, mate.
He's spent £300 on some puny smart car
hey,
to...
Give me that, give me that. Don't tell them it's a smart car. You know, this is cool, bloody noir stuff, yeah? Staking out the house in a car. Got my black coffee. Mmm! Oh! Shit, that's hot. Oh, my lip.
This is a waste of time.
Oh, why do they make it that hot?
Why didn't you just get the hot chocolate like you wanted?
Will you shut... Stop ruining it, mate.
Ruining what?
I'm a listener, right? Yeah, I'm hearing my two favourite detectives staking out the joint.
What?
Shh, they're drinking black coffee. They're night owls, you know? They're stalking inconspicuously in the dark London streets. And then you go, oh, they're in a smart car and he wanted the hot chocolate because black coffee gives him a bad tummy, stomach.
I never mentioned the bow thing.
Just please, can we return to the stakeout? Would that be all right? How do I park this thing? Pay by phone? There's like 9 apps. Mm.
There's a blister on your lip.
Yeah, it's really sore. Really, really sore.
What else happens in a stakeout?
Nothing. Nothing until we see something.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's about being patient and not losing focus. It's about diligence, yeah?
Ask yourself what you need in life. Not what you want, what you need. Because it won't be what society tells us. It won't be a car, a house. It won't even be more followers. It will all be driven by our inner human, our inner primate. And as soon as you can tune into that frequency and cut out the distraction, as soon as you can return...
Never offside, no.
Settings, oh. A colleague of mine once put it...
Oh, hey.
You can build out your brain, your mind, your whole self.
How long was I out?
How long was I out?
That's... You've got yeah, to consider that we are a product of... What time is it?
9:26.
Oh. What are you watching?
Live stream of our friend Professor Presbury.
Oh, I wish I was friends with Awesome Presbury, blimey.
Why is that?
Well, yeah, I could find out his secret.
What secret does he have?
Oh, come on. 76 years old, that guy. Look at him. I mean, he looks like Brad Pitt's sexy uncle. Plus, he can fundamentally rewire people's brains. Did you know that?
How so?
Did you see him on This Morning with that deaf Nazi?
Did I see him on This Morning with that deaf Nazi? Have you heard yourself?
Honestly, mate, this Nazi, yeah, on This Morning, deaf as a post, Awesome Presbury literally talks to him for, like, I don't know, 2 minutes.
He talks to the deaf man?
Yeah, because subconsciously parts of his brain can hear, they reckon.
I'm calling the General Medical Council to get you struck off.
Look, he talks to him on This Morning, holding his hand the whole time, doing these little... hypnotic taps on his wrist. Guess what?
What?
Bloke can hear again.
Watson.
I'm telling you, Sherlock, that's what happened.
And what happened to his political views?
Hmm?
You said he was a Nazi.
Well, I think he went Lib Dem in the end. Yeah, rewired his brain.
And you believe all that, do you?
I mean, look, there's a lot of crap out there in this field, yeah? And, you know, yes, This Morning was a bit of a stunt, but he is genuinely amazing. Sorry, I know you don't like to hear that, but Imperial College professor, inventor, guru, I still take his supplements. Yeah, feeding my inner primate and all that. 1.0,
the primate. As primates, we seek connection.
Sellout crowd.
We seek
indeed.
Physical exertion. We seek challenges.
Where is that?
Hammersmith Apollo. This,
but we need
Jesus, that's like 3,000, 3.5.
We yearn for it. It's quite literally printed into our
you
DNA.
You charge what, 70 quid a ticket? What's... What's that then, if he sells that out? So that's...
£238,000 for 3,400 seats.
Wow.
He's there again tomorrow night.
I would be, if I was collecting that much a night. I mean, you think, right, he's kind of a super brand, really,
shh,
you know, because...
Stop.
What?
Look. The top floor. Wiggins was right.
Better not be a cat. Oh, my... That is... That is terrifying. So the top floor there, the room with the closed curtains, the whole floor has lights on. In the next room, there's a man, I think. He's shuffling, almost floating. Jesus, he's exactly like Wiggins said. He's skeletal, hunched over, moving moving like a zombie. I don't know what else to say. Who is that?
The Creeping Man.
To binge this adventure in full and without ads, go to patreon.com/Sherlock & Co. Mm-hmm.